Well, we bring greetings to all of you folks at Hathaway Hills. We bring greetings from Liberty Baptist Church, and we sure miss you, and we long to be in there with you, and we were hoping to be able to meet with you in church services soon, and then this coronavirus thing popped back up again, and so we're not sure how long we're going to be out, but we're thankful that we can meet with you through this DVD. And we just want to encourage you from the Word of God today. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious Word. We thank you for the precious people there at Hathaway Hills. And I pray that you would bless their hearts and comfort them and guide them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'd like to talk to you today about loneliness because I'm sure you are experiencing a lot of that. I know you've been in there a long time and have been unable to have visitors, and may God bless you. But I'd like to talk to you a few things about the Word of God today. And number one, God cares about your loneliness. He cares. Do you know the first person in the Bible who experienced loneliness? Do you know who it was? It was the very first person that God created. It was Adam. The Bible says in Genesis 2:18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be what? Alone. I will make an help meet for him." So God knows your needs. God knows if you're lonely. God knew that Adam was lonely even before Adam himself knew that he was lonely. God brought up the situation. God is the one that brought up that it's not good for Adam to be alone. And do you know that God knows about our problems even before we realize we have problems? Notice with me in Matthew 6 in verse 7. The Bible says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father," what? "Knoweth what things ye have need of," what? "Before ye ask him." God knows what you and I have need of before we even ask him. And so the case with Adam, he knew that Adam would be lonely. And God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him. You know, God knows our thoughts even before we do. The Bible says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought," what? "Afar off." You know, sometimes you have just a fleeting thought about something, maybe a name you're trying to remember or an incident you're trying to remember. And it's kind of a fleeting thought. You just almost thought you had it, but then it seemed to fly away. Well, God knows all about those. He understands our thought afar off, even before we do. God understands our imaginations. The Bible says in Jeremiah 7:23, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels," and in what? "The imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward." Which direction are you and I going today? Are we going forward for Christ, or are we going backward? You know, part of the equation there will be, where is our imagination? You know, God has given us a wonderful thing called imagination. Man can create things. Man can think of things in his mind and then create something to help that situation. To, maybe I should say, invent something. God is the creator, but man is the inventor of many inventions. They can be good, they can be evil. But God knows our imagination, and may we be using it for him. In Psalm 139 and verse 4, before we even speak a word, God knows what that word is. The Bible says, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether, even before we do." God knows the words that we're going to speak. Well, then the question is, if God already knows our needs, even before we know them, if he already knows our thoughts, even before we think them, if he already knows our imaginations, even before we imagine them, then why do we have to pray? Why do we have to bring our needs to him if he already knows them? Well, that's a good question, and we'll see what the Word of God says. One reason God wants us to pray is because he wants to see if we love him and if we want to please him. In other words, he wants to know if we really want to know his will. Or is it just that we want to do our own thing? The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now, all people want the desires of their heart, but the question is, are we fulfilling that first part? Are we delighting ourselves also in the Lord? Is that your delight? Is that my delight? Do we delight to do his will? The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Are we calling upon him? Are we doing it, or are we just fretting? When we have a need, do we bring that need before God, or do we bring it before other people? If we have a need, a physical need, do we bring it before the doctors and other people for their opinion, or do we go to God first? The Bible says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." In 1 Peter 5:7. When you have a need, do you go to the Lord? When you have a headache, do you automatically go to the medicine cabinet before God? Do we cast all of our cares upon him? God does not want us to sit around fretting and worrying about things. And you know, the older a person gets, the more easier it is to sit and for the mind to fret about things. But God does not want us to do that. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:6, God says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." So let's not just be, "Give me, give me, give me, God," but let's thank him. "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." God does want to hear your requests. And if you bring them to him, and the peace of God. You see, that is what will stop the fretting and the worrying. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what? Minds through Christ Jesus." Is that not what we need? We need God to keep our hearts, for out of it are the issues of life. We need God to keep our minds focused, not fretting, not worrying. We need God's peace, and he's ready to give it. But will we go to him in prayer? That's the question for us. In Psalm 37, the Bible says, "Rest in the Lord." Are you resting in the Lord today, or are you troubled? "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not," there's that word, "fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Do not fret. The Bible says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath." Here it is again. "Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Are you waiting upon the Lord today? Am I waiting upon the Lord today? Or am I fretting? Am I fretting about the election results still? How is it going to turn out? Am I fretting about the economy? Am I fretting about my health? Or am I resting in the Lord? Am I coming to God in prayer? Remember, that's the question. If God already knows our needs, why do we have to come to Him in prayer? Because God wants to see, will we come to Him? Do we want His will? Do we want His help in our lives? Did you know that God does not want you to be alone? He does not want you to be alone forever. God wants to abide with you and with me forever. But He's giving the invitation. We must accept it. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door." Are you hearing God's voice today? As we read from His precious word, are you hearing God's voice, the Creator of the ends of the earth? Are you ready to respond to His voice? "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." God wants to come into your life and fellowship with you. He wants to be your Savior. Have you asked Him? That is the question. In John chapter 1 and verse 10, the Bible says, "He," speaking of Jesus, "He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not." Can you imagine the Creator of the ends of the earth comes into the world, and the people do not recognize Him? He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Jesus came unto the Jewish people, His chosen people, and many of them did not receive Him. The question is, have you received Him as Savior? Have I received Him as Savior? The Bible says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." How do we get related to God? How do we get right with God? We've got to become His children through faith in Christ Jesus. "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Have you been born of God? Have you been born again? We've been born physically, but have you been born again spiritually? When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, He comes into your life and He will never leave you. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness." Is our conversation without covetousness? Are we wanting things? "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will what? Never leave thee nor forsake thee." When you invite Jesus Christ into your heart, He promises He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am what? With you. How long? Always. Even unto the end of the world. When Jesus comes in, He promises to be with you always. What a wonderful promise that is. In John 6:37, the Bible says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." Have you come to Him? "And him that cometh to me, I will" what? "In no wise cast out." God will never leave you nor forsake you. God will never cast you out of His family. The question is, though, have you come to Him to receive Him? Are you part of His family? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? So when you ask Jesus to save you, Jesus comes in and abides in your heart. The Bible says that Christ may dwell where? In your hearts. How? By good works, by baptism, by church membership, by giving money? No. What does it say? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. And number two, the Holy Spirit. Also, when we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in our lives. The Bible says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments." Are we doing that? Are we keeping his commandments today? "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." And who is that comforter? Well, the Bible tells us, "But the comforter," which is who? "The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you." You know, in those times of loneliness, like now with the coronavirus, it's springing up again, and we were so hoping that we could soon finally be with you folks again. But you know what? At this point, we can't yet. But you know what? Someone can be with you. And someone wants to be with you. Someone is able to be with you. And that's Jesus Christ, if you'll receive him into your heart. That's the Holy Spirit, the comforter that God wants to give to you when you get saved. And also, God the Father dwells with us when we get saved. The Bible says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If any man love me, he will keep my words." Are you keeping his words? Are you obeying the Bible? Am I keeping his words? Am I obeying the Bible? "He will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we," Jesus and the Father, "we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Do you realize? We don't have to be all alone in this world. Even despite this pestilence, this coronavirus, we don't have to be alone. Jesus wants to abide with us. The Holy Spirit wants to abide with us. God the Father wants to abide with us. But you know what? It's up to us to invite him in. It's up to us. Have you made that decision? The Bible tells us, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Is he your God? Or are the things of this world your God? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your God? "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." What did he say? "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Our hearts go out to you in this time of loneliness, this time of sickness. But my friends, Jesus wants to be with you. Have you received him as your Savior? Would you like the comfort of never being alone again? 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Are you looking forward to Jesus coming? Well, he's coming again. Are you ready? "Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." And listen to this. "And so shall we," what? "Ever be with the Lord." Never alone again. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What words? That Jesus is coming again. That we'll never be alone again. Listen, today, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, he's knocking at your heart's door. Revelation 3:20. He wants to come in. Open the door today. By faith, open that door. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Call upon him today from your heart. Remember, we talked about receiving him from our hearts by faith. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe where? In thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with what? "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Will you ask him to save you today? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't say might be saved. It says shall be saved. Will you call upon him right now and ask him to be your Savior? Will you turn from your sin? That's called repentance, turning from our sin to Jesus Christ, asking him to cleanse us. Would you do that today? And for those of you who already know Christ as your Savior, today rejoice in the fact that he abides within you. And although it seems like you're alone, you're not really alone. God is with you, and Jesus is coming again. So be ready. Keep your mind focused on him. Keep your imaginations in the Father's use, in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Keep your eyes and your thoughts focused on him and serving him. The time is short. Let's be ready for his coming. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. I pray that if there's any here today that have never been saved, I pray you'd help them to realize that Jesus is the pure and perfect Son of God. He is God Almighty in the flesh. He came to this earth through a miraculous virgin birth. He lived a perfect life, and he died on the cross, bearing our sin in his own body on the tree. He was buried and rose again in victory. The grave could not hold him, for his blood paid the price for our sins. Help them today to repent and receive Christ. Comfort those who are so alone. Lord, bless them, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And at the end of this, there will be some contact information. And if we can help you, if you have a question, if you have a spiritual need, please call. And I pray that you'd keep in contact with us to let us know how things are going there. And that if you have a prayer request, please let us know that we might be a blessing to you. And God bless you.